So it's really important that rather than just look at academics, that we really look at that level of emotional well-being, of a feeling of success, that I can do it too. Maybe I do it differently, but I can succeed.
That's Dr. Elaine Fogel-Snyder, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Dr. Elaine Fogel-Snyder is the CEO of TouchTime International and the author of the best-selling 7 Strategies for Raising Calm, Inspired, and Successful Children. She joins us to talk about her latest book, Confidence and Joy: Success Strategies for Kids with Learning Differences. It's a step-by-step guidebook for parents and professionals, which she co-authored with Dr. Deborah Ross Swain. Dr. Snyder, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me today.
Well, let's start with defining terms. What do you mean by learning difference, and how does that compare to a learning disability?
Well, a learning difference is when children are showing that they're having some difficulty learning the way that the educational system is addressing teaching. So a disability is where there is something that falls short in a way, whereas a difference, what I like to look at it, is just that it's the child can learn, it's just it takes them a different way of learning. And once we figure out how that learning works for them, then they will succeed. So the difference is a difference is something that's not debilitating. It's not disabling. It's something that's just different.
Now, the book is titled Confidence and Joy. So let's talk about those two things. And why is it so important for children with a learning difference to feel that confidence and joy about learning?
You know, when children have a learning difference, they notice that other children are picking up a lot easier than they are. And this could really rob themselves of their own confidence. And when they're not successful, then they can feel inadequate. They can feel less than their peers, less than their classmates. So it's really important that rather than just look at academics, that we really look at that level of emotional well-being, of a feeling of success, that I can do it too. Maybe I do it differently, but I can succeed. Very important concept that educators, parents, we all need to keep that in mind so that we don't struggle with our own child's struggles of academia, but that we look deeper and see how we can build that confidence and joy so they can feel successful at whatever they try, whatever they do.
So give us an overview of this book. What are readers going to find here?
Readers are going to find a step-by-step guidebook of how they can work with their child, how they can identify their child's needs, understand their child's learning differences. They can see what types of steps they can take to form teams so that they can have success for their child. And they also will learn different roles of resources of how to bring communities together so that their child can be very successful. And also this will help the parent find ways that they too can feel their own strength and get their own resiliency. Because having a child with a learning difference is not always that easy of moving through the system of how can I meet my child's needs? How can I help identify what my child needs so he or she can be successful?
Obviously, there's a lot in this book we won't have time to get to, but give us a taste here of what people are going to find. What are some strategies that parents and professionals can use to provide opportunities to instill confidence and joy in a child?
Well, I like to look at what I call in the book, my co-author and myself call the BRIGHT model, B-R-I-G-H-T. And if we just look at that acronym, B would be for building the confidence in the children. It's a full-time endeavor. And as I mentioned before, it's essential in the child's overall emotional and psychological well-being. So how do we build that confidence and joy in the child? We recognize that our child may have a learning difference and it's okay. So many times if you see your child having a learning difference, you say, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I can't deal with this. What's he going to do? He's a mess. He doesn't want to go to school. He doesn't want to, he cannot make friends. He's sick every morning. I mean, what am I going to do with it? Well, recognize that your child has that learning difference and be okay with it. It's so important to find the natural talents of your child and then have them excel in that. So knowing that, you can create some success for their child's emotional and academic well-being. And I can go into more of the ideas of the success team. So for example, who would be the people that you would want to have on your success team for your child? It's so important for parents to know they don't need to do this alone. So many times you're so overwhelmed by all that information you're getting, or you don't know how to maneuver through the school system. Because if your child has a learning difference, that child may not get additional services in the school district because it doesn't rise to that level of disability. So it's important for families to identify the individuals in their child's life that can lead to that success. And another thing is getting your child involved in engaging activities, things that they find very exciting, things that they love to do, a place where they can shine. So maybe they're not doing well in spelling or math, and you're working on that, but maybe they're a great basketball player, or they're great playing the violin. Find different activities outside of the school setting where your child can shine. That's so important to tap into their natural gifts and talents because everyone has them. And these are ways that we honor our children and then we can teach other people about learning differences so our child doesn't feel so alone and so isolated.
Well, let's say that a parent does recognize that their child has a learning difference, but they're having a little bit of difficulty getting the school to cooperate. How can they successfully advocate on their children's behalf?
This is such a great question, Dan, because so often families feel they have to be adversarial with the school district. But really, adversarial is not the word. We want to say collaborate. Let's try to collaborate with the school. So what I always recommend families do, and I just did this yesterday to one of the families that I happen to be coaching, is that they go to the school district. They sit down with the teacher first. Find out, how is the child doing in the classroom? Maybe the teacher doesn't see the child having this learning difference or having difficulties, because a lot of these kids are very bright. They're very smart. They want to fit in. They don't want to stand out from their peers. Maybe the teacher isn't recognizing that they're having a difficulty. The parent needs to ask in a questioning way. Nothing that is demeaning, nothing that is demanding, but in a wondering way. I wonder, do you see my child spacing out during the day? Or do you see my child not getting his work done the way the other children are? Do you see my child not knowing what you're asking and you have to repeat it time after time after time? So we need the parent to go first to the teacher and find out if the teacher is seeing what the parent is seeing. Many of these children may go through the school day, very sufficiently, just going above the surface, following rules as much as they can. And when they get home, that's when the meltdown happens because they've been trying to keep it all together all day. So the parent might be able to say to the teacher, you know, when Colin comes home from school, he melts down, he cries, he doesn't want to do his homework, he says he's stupid, he says he can't do it. And tell the teacher what's happening at home. Tell the teacher what you're seeing in a way that opens up this two-way street of communication. That's what's first critical. Once you say that to the teacher, you get to look at your child through the eyes of your teacher's eyes and your eyes to get on the same page. Then you can say, I wonder if, when you give an assignment, might you be able to repeat it in a few different ways so that Colin can understand what you're saying? Or if he's the fidgety child and just can't sit on a chair and he has to get up and move around, is there another way that he can sit? Do you have other chairs? Many schools now have chairs that are more mobile. They're round. They bounce on them. I just came back from a Finland trip, and those schools, they have chairs like that everywhere. Even in Finland, the children can take their shoes off. I don't advocate that in the United States, But in their schools, if a child wants to take their shoes off and learn that way, they let them. So what can we do in this classroom where, you know, Colin is, that can help him with his learning? And that's the first place to start, with the teacher. There's other things you can do as well, because if your child have some difficulty, you can have assessments. You can ask for an assessment by the school. They have occupational therapists, speech and language pathologists. They have psychologists, where you can have an interdisciplinary team assessment and take a look at your child. See if they have needs. And there are plans that are available. They're called 504 accommodation plans that can be made for children that have these learning differences.
Dr. Snyder, I know there's so much more information in this book, but if you had to distill it, what is kind of the takeaway that you hope that readers will take from this book?
Well, Dan, I hope that readers will understand that children with learning differences are smart. We just have to find ways to work with them so that they can be successful and that they can build their joy and confidence for learning and for emotional well-being.
Dr. Snyder, thank you for talking with me today.
And thank you, Dan, for having me and being able to share this important information with all of your listeners.
Dr. Elaine Fogel-Snyder is the co-author of Confidence and Joy, Success Strategies for Kids with Learning Differences. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. That's all one word. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. And you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.